shaking the female off, the bank vole hopped excitedly about.
Carried away? Me? Oh, that's a good 'un. You're standing up there bawling and shouting and waking the babies, stealing and pinching and scoffing away at our pears. What do you expect me to do? Come out and give you a big kiss, eh, eh?
He hailed himself at Tag, who moved swiftly to one side. As the bank vole went sprawling, Tag disabled him by placing a football on the back of his head and pinning his club paw to the ground with his strong rudder-like tail. Face down and helpless, the angry creature snuffled his snout against the earth. The female sat down, weeping into her nightie.
I told you the river tongue was mad. Now we'll murderfy both of us and eat us all up. Oh, help us, some beast.
Taking the club away from the male, Tag picked him up and sat him down next to his blubbering partner.
Hush now, ma'am. I'm not going to murder or eat either of you. I wouldn't hurt you. I'm a friend. Come on now, dry your eyes.
She pushed his comforting paw aside.
Go away and don't even speak to me, you villain.
The male seemed to compose his temper rapidly. He winked at Tag before throwing a sympathetic paw around the female.
Yarr, come on, mother. Turn the waterfall off. He ain't gonna hurt us, are you, sunshine? I'm Cramsey, and this is me missus, Prethel. What's your name?
Tag held out his paw.
Oh, just call me Tag. Pleased to meet you.
Prethel scrubbed his eyes with the nighty hem.
Pleased to meet you, like... Lur... Noise.
Cramsey hugged his fat little wife.
Oh, look, you've gonna give yourself hiccups now with all that crying. Grab hold of your snout and bang your tail against the floor. That always stops the hiccups. Are you hungry, Tag? Is that why you're scuffing our pears? Hey, hey?
The otter helped them both up onto the paws.
Sorry, I didn't know the pears were yours. Yes, I am hungry. I haven't eaten since midday.
Cromsey dusted Prethel down before ascending to himself.
Well, why didn't you say so, you great rudder whacker? Come on back to the homestead. We'll feed your big famine-stricken gob.
The homestead was actually built under the hill Tag had been standing on, with a tunnel leading to it from a secret entrance on the bank. It was a big, comfortable place with pear tree roots tracing their way across the ceiling and down the walls. There were other bank voles living within, alongside a big family of water voles and another family of field voles. They gathered around the otter, touching the amber-hilted knife with its blue pommel stone. Little ones rode Tag's tail by sitting on it. Others felt his paws and strong limbs admiringly.
Big fella, ain't he?
Aye, fine powerful beastie.
Wouldn't like to meet him up in a creek on a dark night, hey, hey?
For then we'll swipe the tail off you with a blade.
Oh, aye, fine sharp blade that is, hey, hey?
Prethel shooed them away and led Tag to a table.
Will you leave the poor beast alone? He's angry.
This statement caused even more speculation from the voles.
Bet he could wait to a fair bit of grub.
Yarr, so couldn't you if you was his size?
No use giving him a small bone and a little tankard, eh?
Cromsey pushed them aside and sat down with Tag.